Here's Stroman Harper, the rumor detective, with the truth about rumors. Brought to you by Grove Laboratories, serving the health of the nation for 50 years. Today, it's your patriotic duty to fight the distress of a cold immediately. Don't be guilty of passing it on to your neighbor, maybe even starting an epidemic. Colds cut down working capacity, and war production demands our full energy every day. Guard your health, and when a cold strikes, get after the distress immediately with Grove's cold tablets. They fight the common symptoms of a cold effectively and decisively. A multiple medicine. Relieve nasal stuffiness. Why be satisfied with anything less than Grove's cold tablets? Take exactly as directed. Rest, avoid exposure. Be prepared. Today, get G-R-O-V-E-S, Grove's cold tablets. For 50 years, known to millions as famous bromoquinine cold tablets. Now here's Stroman Harper with the truth about rumors.
Good evening. If we ever lose our faith in America, we'll lose this war. And at many points on the home front, cracks in our faith are beginning to appear. Some laborers are wondering if certain capitalists are not more interested in dollars than patriotism. Some capitalists have the same idea about laboring men. Some Christians are accusing certain Jews of sabotaging the war effort in one breath, and then in the next accusing other Jews of having started the war. Some businessmen say labor unions are all controlled by Moscow, and then the next moment claim that union leaders are dictators. Many Americans are sure the Russians will someday attack us, that the British will sell us out, that the Chinese are in cahoots with the Japs. Confusion, dissension, distrust, doubt, fear, and hatred. Propaganda wedges. Wedges Hitler wants to hammer deep into America. Wedges to force cracks in the national armor. Wedges that can widen into breaches. Breaches through which the tides of fascism can sweep like the sea. Lies and rumors can undermine our whole faith in the United States. Phony stories can split our unity of purpose. We think we're pretty smart about enemy propaganda. We think we can see through it. We're just kidding ourselves. Right now, Hitler and his agents are playing on existing fears and desires to rouse up a tidal wave of fury in this country. Already there have been riots, strikes, and deaths because of phony stories and rumors. And there may well be more. Enough of them, and we'll become so busy fighting each other right here in this country, we won't have time to fight the enemy abroad. That's why we, you and I and everyone, has got to learn to spot rumors right off the bat. That's why we've got to learn the truth about rumors and then smack them down. For if we don't destroy rumors, they'll destroy us.
I overheard the girl behind the counter in the drugstore the other night telling a friend of hers it would be just too terrible if Congress passed the bill to let the Chinese come into this country. She said she'd heard letting Chinese in would mean there'd be so much cheap labor here after the war, real Americans couldn't get work. She said the Chinese were all communists, and once here, they'd ruin the country.
There's an excuse for stupidity. Stupid people are often born that way. But there is no excuse for ignorance. And anyone who spreads baloney like that is utterly ignorant and deserves to be smacked down hard. That kind of poppycock just isn't based on facts. Instead, it's based on suspicion and prejudice, fears and hate stirred up by a bunch of crackpot nitwits who put racial theories ahead of democracy, who preach Americanism and practice Hitlerism. These traitors are using the Chinese Exclusion Act as a wedge. Well, it's about time someone told the truth about the Chinese Exclusion Act and got a few points straightened out once and for all. This Chinese Exclusion Act has been on the statute book since 1882. Right now, there's a bill in Congress to repeal this law. This new bill provides that Chinese already here be extended the privileges of citizenship. It also provides for a limited number of Chinese being allowed to enter the United States and become citizens. The total number, the total, mind you, would be 107 Chinese a year. And each candidate for admission would have to meet the same moral, physical, mental, and financial tests as immigrants from any other country in the world. Those, basically, are the points of the law. But when this repeal bill was first introduced in Congress, various pressure groups began thumping the drum. A man named John B. Trevor, who heads a group called the American Coalition of Patriotic Societies, said that the reason he opposed the repeal of the exclusion laws was because the Chinese are, and I quote, morally the most debased people on the face of the earth. And a woman called Agnes Waters of the National Blue Star Mothers said that, and I quote her exact words, "Practically all Chinese are communists. And when they come in here to ruin this country. These people are enemies coming in here as Trojan horses. The Chinese, and I'm still quoting Mrs. Waters, is a yellow race, and the white people have to fight the yellow people." That's what Mrs. Waters says. But Mrs. Waters ranted so loudly and long before the Congressional Committee studying immigration questions that they finally asked her to leave the stand. On the other hand, the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce came out and said that not only for the war effort, but for the post-war period of reconstruction and trade development, the failure of this country to grant the Chinese a quota would be a barrier to the best possible United States-China relations. The Seattle Chamber of Commerce has also endorsed the bill. Both these cities have large Chinese populations. President Roosevelt last week advised passage of the bill on the grounds that by repealing the Chinese exclusion laws, we can correct an historic blunder and silence Japanese propaganda. For the Japs have been using the Exclusion Act against us in China. Because of Jap propaganda, there's scarcely a Chinese in China who doesn't know America forbids him entry into this country. The Chinese know the Declaration of Independence says that all men are created free and equal. But the Japs keep telling them, America, land of the free, forbids Chinese entry. So the Japs say, why fight on the American side? It's good propaganda for the Japs. It's bad propaganda for us. The Japs want to split China and America. They'd like to see China out of the war. They're doing their best to bring this about. And the best weapon they've got, both here and in China, is rumors about the Exclusion Act and lies about what it means to the people of the United States and China. Cold sufferers, eminent medical authorities explain the action of a cold on your body lowers your resistance. If neglected, it may enable infectious germs to become active and cause serious diseases. Ask your own doctor and he'll tell you that's true. That's why you must take immediate action when a cold strikes. For the usual cold miseries, take Groves cold tablets. They're a real medicine. They're like a doctor's prescription, that is, a multiple medicine. They contain 8 active medicinal ingredients and work with prompt, decisive action on all these symptoms of a cold at the same time. Relieve headache, ease body aches and muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve nasal stuffiness. Yes, this is the wonderful, comforting relief you can expect from Groves cold tablets. Take exactly as directed and be sensible. Rest and avoid exposure. Today, get Groves, G-R-O-V-E-S, Groves cold tablets. For half a century, known to millions as famous bromoquinine cold tablets. Look for the Groves signature on the box.
Now let's have another one of those phonies. A couple of fellows sitting next to me in a lunch counter were discussing these new destroyer escort ships the Navy has. One of them said he'd heard these new ships were the worst ships the Navy had ever sent sailors to sea on. He said he'd heard they rocked and pitched so much the sailors could hardly stand up on the deck, let alone fire a gun at the enemy. He said there were regular sea-going Broncos, as bad as the Eagle boats of the last war, that they were absolutely unseaworthy, and a lot of them had already been lost in storms.
Now, that's the kind of a story only a landlubber would fall for. But since there are a good many more landlubbers than seafaring men in this country, it's a dangerous yarn. Any sailor could spot that yarn as phony right off the bat. But it's a good example of how the enemy designs rumors for certain people. He never tries to make all rumors mean all things to all people. Rather, he concentrates on one story for one group and another for another. The real truth about the new destroyer escort ships the Navy is now using to combat the submarine menace is that they're just about the best ship for the job that's ever been designed. Most of their features are more or less secret, but I can say enough about them to show you they're pretty much what the admirals ordered, and that any rumors about them are pure malarkey. Destroyer escorts are not as little as many people seem to imagine. They're bigger than the average destroyer of the last World War. They come within a few tons of the destroyers which were launched as late as 1932. They're outclassed only by the newest destroyers. Destroyers displacing from 1,500 to 2,000 tons or more. Destroyer escorts are about 2.5 times as big as the Eagle boats of World War I, and they're a good bit broader of beam. Which means they're fairly steady in a blow and don't bounce over half the ocean at every turn. They're maneuverable and can get around in a hurry. While their exact speed is a secret, I can tell you they're fast enough to run down German subs cruising on the surface. Subs with the speed of 20 knots. You may remember that one of these destroyer escorts recently rammed and sank a U-boat in the North Atlantic. Usually, though, they sink their subs in a more orthodox manner. Their guns are powerful enough to shoot it out with German and Jap subs, even though some enemy U-boats have been reported to have guns as big as 5 inches. They can also stand off most airplanes, for their main batteries are dual-purpose rifles. In addition, there are a number of 20-millimeter Oerlikon guns aboard the DEs, which work like big machine guns. In short, the DEs are really small destroyers without torpedo tubes. The answer to the submarine menace and a sailor's prayer.
One of my friends was telling me he'd heard some mighty strange stories about the paratroopers. He said he'd heard that most of the paratroopers were getting so afraid of jumping, their officers practically had to shove them out of the planes. He said the reason was that sometimes their parachutes opened and sometimes they didn't. He said he'd heard that only about half the boys who entered the parachute school 6 months ago are alive today.
That story is an out-and-out lie. It was manufactured with the express purpose of causing fear. Fear that might keep prospective paratroopers from volunteering. And fear among the families of men who are already in the paratroops. It's an old enemy trick to try and make the civilian population think the Army wastes human lives needlessly. But nowadays, in this war, it's the kind of a trick that's a little thick to swallow. When you know the true story of the care given our men, not only in the paratroops, but in every branch of the Army, you no more believe that kind of tripe than you would a Japanese Army communique. Our parachute troopers are an elite corps composed of some of the finest equipment obtainable. They're the kind of men you can't replace easily, the kind of men it's going to take a lot of to win this war. And the Army isn't going to waste a single one of them if it can help it. The Army needs men like these. Consequently, the training course they put the paratroopers through is designed not to wash men out, but to build them up to the point where they can do the job and do it well. Even before he can enter the paratroop school, an untrained man gets 13 weeks of basic training at an infantry camp. Then he can volunteer for the paratroops. If the paratroops decide they want him, he goes to Fort Benning, Georgia. Here he's given 4 weeks of intensive training. The first week there, the men learn tumbling for physical conditioning. The second week, they train on special ground apparatus that teaches them to jump. And the third week, they start their jumping from planes. The paratroopers are not made to jump until they know how to jump. They're trained on equipment surrounded with safeguards. And just to make doubly sure, every paratrooper carries a spare chute strapped to his chest. That's why paratroopers look on jumping as the easiest part of their job. A paratrooper who has learned all there is to know about jumping and fighting can bail out of a transport and land on the ground in 45 seconds and be set up and ready for action with machine guns and carbines in 2 minutes. And here's the record for safety. At the Army Parachute School, 216,000 men have jumped from airplanes. Exactly 8 have been killed. And these men died only in freak accidents, no one of which would be repeated again in a million years. That's the truth about the Parachute School for you, safely producing almost 250,000 sky soldiers, brave men, physically and psychologically tough as nails, with a spirit and pride in their core unexcelled in any branch of the Army. They're men unafraid. Unafraid because they know they're good, and they can prove it. Folks, there are a lot of rumors being bandied around this country, and a lot of people repeat these rumors because they don't know any better. Others repeat them because they want to believe them. They fit in with their prejudices and their hates. But whether you repeat rumors through ignorance or because of prejudice, you're fighting the enemy's war for him. And when you fight the enemy's war for him, you're selling out your family, your friends, and your country. Good night.
Groves B-Complex Vitamins for normal growth. Mother, normal growth is impossible for children who lack enough B vitamins, and their diet alone may fail to provide adequate supplies. Play safe. Fortify your child's diet with Groves B-Complex Vitamins. Quality vitamins distributed by makers of Groves Cold Tablets. Regular size, only 29 cents. Large size, over a month's supply, only a dollar. Ask your druggist for Groves B-Complex Vitamins. Croman Harper, the rumor detective, will return to the air next Sunday evening at 6:45. is brought to you by Grove Laboratories, serving the health of the nation for 50 years. This is Joe Ripley wishing you a pleasant good evening for the Grove Laboratories. This is Mutual.